Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am just so blessed that you are taking the time to study God's Word. It's available to us, particularly here in the United States. We've got it available everywhere. And if you happen not to, you can find it online. There's just all kinds of places where you can find God's Word. And to understand it, that it is God speaking to us in a written form is just a marvel. But not only that, that He wants to be with us to teach us His Word. And that's why we always go to prayer during these devotionals. I want us to know for sure that it is God that's our teacher. He uses people sometimes, but it's truly this Holy Spirit that teaches and guides us into truth. So let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you again for your word. We're just so grateful that you've given it to us. You've given us life. You've given us understanding. Lord, all glories to be given unto you. And so today again, we humbly ask that you would provide your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and Lord, to enable us, give us the power to live according to the truth we learn. We bless you today. We give you thanks and praise, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Knowing God or Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 16, and verse 3. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told his disciples, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does God's service." And in chapter 16 and verse 3 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, "These things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." Where we read, "And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." The verse reads, "And these things will they do unto you." John began with Jesus' words, "and these things," which means, and throwing Jesus' disciples out of the synagogue and killing them, "will they do unto you, or will the haters of Jesus and his disciples perform, make ready, and produce toward them?" For the following reason. John shared how Jesus said the people who hate him and his disciples would perform these grievous acts and deeds for the following reason. The verse continues, "because they have not known the Father nor me." John added the words, "because they have not known," which means since and on account that these haters of Jesus and his disciples are unaware, have not perceived, understand, or understood, noticed, or discerned the Father or the Heavenly Father. God, nor me, which means no and not in any way me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus said the reason these haters of him and his disciples would cast them out of the synagogues and kill them was because they were in no way were aware of the God, of God the Father or him. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn why the inhabitants of the world who hate Jesus and his followers cast them out of the sacred worship place and kill them. They do not know God the Father nor his son Jesus. And so they carry out these foolish acts upon those who do know them. God loves people, and he gives them an opportunity to know him through his son Jesus. Those who believe and trust in Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord may not be liked or loved by others, but they are assured an eternal place of love with Almighty God. Next time, we see John share how Jesus tells his disciples, "These things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.